let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the ancienthopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher in the studio today with Father John. Welcome back, Father John. Good to see you.
Well, thank you, Danny.
It's great to be here today. We're going to continue our conversation about the Abrahamic covenant and looking at that whole thing with motifs.
Right.
And the next one that we're going to talk about is the nations.
That's right.
You can just go ahead, because I had a lot of struggle looking at the post on ancienthopes.org, reading through that and trying to put that together. And I think it's just, again, it's my kind of inability so far to look at this in a new way.
Particularly complex, okay. I think. So I,
Good. I'm glad you said that. Makes me feel a little bit better.
Right. So what do we have in Genesis 12:2 when we've talked about the covenants right off the bat? You know, that's the introduction to the Abrahamic covenant. And the promise is that he's going to make Abraham a great nation. It's a big deal. And so the nation motifs, like all motifs, has a bright side and a dark side.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we're introduced kind of like to the dark side of it because we see from the story of Babel.
Right. The reason that they wanted Babel was because they wanted to be great. They wanted to be not forgotten. So that's sort of a dark side of this
motif. It is. And instead of, wiping them away like the flood with Noah, right? God gave a very creative judgment. Okay. And that is that he confused them with their languages.
So right.
We see kind of here the beginnings, in the biblical mind anyways, of the nations and the races, okay? Mm-hmm. And how the nations from there, through Noah's three sons, spread out, Ham to the southern regions, and you got the nations of Japheth and the North European, Indo-European type people, and then you got Shem, which is the Semitic Eastern peoples, mm-hmm. right? So anyways, this whole thing starts off on a dark side in the sense that the people were unified in one cultural and one linguistic sort of thing, right? Mm-hmm. And what they did with it was that they rebelled, right? And to sort of throw a wrench into their efforts, he basically changed their languages. So, wouldn't that be weird? All of a sudden you started seeking a language and right?
Well, the amazing thing is that I did actually think about this, thought to myself, it would immediately cause the people who can understand each other to separate, to move away.
That's right.
It's like, okay, you're part of my group,
That's because, right.
Yeah.
That's
it's interesting because we play a game when we're doing retreats.
Yeah.
And we give everybody a little card that's got an animal sound on it. And so this is the way that we break them into their small groups.
You've got to be kidding.
So we do the cows, the dogs.
I'm like an ee-aw, like a donkey.
That's right.
For
and
you.
They have to go around the room and find the rest of their group by making the sound of the animal that's on their card. And it's great. It works great. They have a lot of fun doing it. But it reminds me that everybody would just hunker down and move away, with the people that they can understand.
Because God's original intention was for them to spread out into the whole world because he wanted the garden, so to speak, its boundaries to expand and cultivate the whole earth. That was God's original intention.
And they were really sticking together so they could build this tower.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So God's going to get his way one way or another, and this is the way he did it.
He certainly did a good job with this one.
Right.
If he wanted to spread them out, this was the way to do it.
This is what he did. Okay, so the bright side of this whole thing is that when you see like the 70 nations, you know, in chapter 11, that God is not adverse to the nations because he loves everyone, okay? And so out of this judgment comes diversity, but it also shows, and this is where it might be complex, Danny, is that God loves the diversity of the nations.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And so every nation in the biblical mindset belongs and is tied to an area. Okay, the land and the people. Okay, this is a big word, autochthonous. Okay, we won't have to talk about that, but autochthony is just the connection that humans sort of sprang out of the earth and they belong to that land. Okay, that's not the biblical teaching, but the biblical world recognizes the fact that everybody really is connected to a land and should be connected to a land.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that they have rights to the land. And it was God's intention to choosing one people, Abraham, and make a nation out of him, a great nation, that would demonstrate to the whole world how to relate again with their creator and God. Okay.
Yeah. Huh.
And to move through them. Okay, so he didn't say, I'm going to make a great nation so that all the other nations will be a bunch of nobodies or unimportant. Or no, it's actually the opposite. The other nations are important. You're going to be great so that you can bring that greatness, the greatness of God and the worship of the true God to the whole world.
To all the rest, yeah.
Right.
You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
No, it's actually the opposite. The other nations are important. You're going to be great so that you can bring that greatness, the greatness of God and the worship of the true God to the whole world.
To all the rest, yeah.
Right. So that's what we have here. There's a bright side to it. God loves the diversity, okay? He loves the diversity of races, okay? And someone's nationality, really, when you get down to it, is so important to our own identities next to gender. Okay.
Yeah.
It's possible for someone to be an expatriate or go off to some other place and really say, this is my home. You know, it's possible for that to happen, but it really doesn't. You know what I mean? You know, I'm going to be going to England with my wife in another week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that when I'm there, they're going to say, oh, American.
Right, absolutely.
Everywhere you go in the world, oh, an American. I mean, Danny, I don't wear a Hawaiian shirt. I mean, I don't take a camera around my neck.
How about your white socks and white tennis shoes?
But there's something about it. Yeah. Oh, you look like an American.
You can't really. And then you say one word and you're a Yank.
That's right. You're a Yankee, you know, so. Anyways, now with this tariff thing, I'm wondering if they're going to throw me in jail or deport me, putting me on the next ship or plane out of the place.
You're out of here. Yeah.
But, there is that identification. I can't help it. I'm an American, Danny. And you're an American.
Right. And I do feel that a lot when I was reading this post and looking at your questions. That's one of the thoughts that I had is that I definitely identify myself as an American. It's kind of interesting. I was born in Germany.
Really?
Yep. But I was only there for a few months.
Oh, okay.
But being born,
I can't detect the
Auf Deutsch. So because I was born there, I actually had to make a decision about whether to be a German citizen or I know it's weird to think, but that's what they do there. You make the decision about whether you're going to be like dual or which one you're going to go for. And of course, I was an American, obviously, but it's interesting that decision has to be made just because you're born there. Well,
if I remember correctly, we as a country had to make a decision whether we're going to speak English or German at one point, because there's so many German immigrants, right? And it's a spiritual thing, okay? You know, America is really different, okay, in that there are indigenous people who've been here way before us, and that was, we called them Indians because we thought they were from India, whole thing.
Yeah.
But they're Native Americans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we have a bad history with that.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to talk about the whole idea of holy war and the, you know, extermination of Canaanites. But I think a lot of the Europeans came over with this biblical model that they're the city on a hill, this is Palestine, and therefore it's okay for us to just decimate the indigenous peoples, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's
right,
really
because it's
evil.
Our land given to us by God, you know, that kind of thing.
And, and that's just downright evil. But we are truly a melting pot. We can't really say that any one of the races that are in the middle of it, that are in the middle of this melting pot, is more American than another.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. True.
You know,
I mean, my family is all Irish, French, and German. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, Father Armando, like, I think he's fourth generation American Texan. He looks at himself as a Texan.
Oh, that's interesting.
Even though, you know, he's got a Hispanic background, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has nothing to do with Mexico, right?
Right. Yeah. Right.
But he has everything to do with being an American, right?
So, sure.
It's a true melting pot, okay? Mm-hmm. And a lot of us, even the mixture of races, identify ourselves spiritually. It's a spiritual thing. But we're tied to a land, though. That part of that spiritual connection is with a land.
Yeah, yeah. And that's really true.
And in the biblical world, land and identity is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The Egyptians have their land. It's theirs. It belongs to them. And really, no one should really bother them.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with other nations around them. We're going to get into the thorny problem of Israel and not having a land, right? But God, through judgment, has decreed that this is their land.
Sure.
And that brings out the whole problem of holy war. We'll talk about that when we get into the book of Exodus, because that's a very thorny, very difficult problem. But our connection with the land is very important. Our identity, our national identity, is very important. And it's hard for us to get away from it. You can't.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
So, and that God loves all the diversity, okay? And that he wants all the nations. I mean, if you look at this nation motif at the end, it's almost a boast that everyone comes, all the saved comes. The redeemed come from all the nations of the world. It's very important that all the nations come and bow down to God, okay? And this happens through choosing of Israel, you know, with the promise to David, King David. It's called royal theology, and part of royal theology is that his offspring is going to be king of the nations, which is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gets really mad. Jesus gets really mad at the Pharisees and everything because they're so locked into their own national identity that they forgot that they were called as a people to go out into all the world. And so therefore you got Jesus before he ascends saying, go out to the whole world
and fulfill
what I originally intended with Abraham.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So that's quite a call back from Jesus as he's leaving. That's the call back all the way back to Abraham.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everything reaches back. All these motifs take you way, 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 way back. Yeah. All the way to creation, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Well, I don't know. Have we talked about everything we needed to talk about this here? I'm not sure.
Let's probably.
Well, anyways, it is what it is. The good thing about these podcasts is if you forget something, it's bound to come up later in something else. So.
Yeah, you bet. There'll be more to come. Okay, good. Thanks so much for coming in.
Okay, God bless you. Bye.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture.
Thanks for listening. Please go to AncientHopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.